We pay for your towing and rental car, and we pay the dealer or mechanic directly for you. No hassling with reimbursements. We don't have the overhead of a dealership, so we can sell you the same plans your dealer offers for a lot less. Save money. Go direct with American Auto Protection. Protect yourself before it's too late. Call 800-560-7340 now, and you can be protected in just 15 minutes or less with just a call. If your car has less than 130,000 miles, call 800-560-7340 now. That's 800-560-7340. 800-560-7340.
The U.S. Supreme Court hears arguments today on whether to end a lawsuit challenging Arizona's tax breaks for donations to scholarship programs that help thousands of students attend religious and other private schools. Correspondent Steve Coleman reports.
Appeals to the court were filed by supporters of the 13-year-old program that provides state income tax breaks for donations to school tuition organizations. Plaintiffs in the lawsuit say that's an unconstitutional state endorsement of religion because religious organizations award most of the scholarships and require children to attend religious schools. But supporters of the Arizona program say it's similar to a Cleveland voucher program the Supreme Court upheld in 2002. Steve Coleman, Washington.
The Fed is expected to announce today that it will buy $500 billion to $1 trillion in government debt. Critics say it's risky because it could make a weak dollar even weaker and lead to trade disputes. For the latest news and analysis, log on to IRN, usanews.com.
When you need a dynamic energy boost and you require that energy to last you for the long term, all you have to do is take a warhead capsule and a drink of water. In moments, you'll feel a dramatic performance elevating effects of Warhead's amazing blend of herbs, vitamins, minerals, and pharmaceutical compounds rush throughout your body. You really have to try it to believe it. Whether you need to wake up in the morning or stay awake at night, work hard at physical labor, or work out as an athlete, Warhead will give you the vitality, alertness, and power that you need to be the very best that you can be. Why does Warhead work better? Because it is such an advanced complex of the highest quality ingredients, all carefully balanced to give you what you need, longer-lasting energy for superior physical and mental performance. Warhead is all natural and all legal. Keep a bottle of Warhead handy. You can never know when you need an explosion of raw energy. Remember the name Warhead. You'll be glad you did. For your bottle of Warhead, come to the Green Herb in Wheat Ridge, Colorado. Visit our website at nextlevelformulations.com or call 1-800-910-0200.
The fall run has started and the cattle are moving. Now it's time to finish the year with strong profits. We know bovine respiratory disease, or BRD, can be a really big problem, especially with bad weather. And while you can't control the weather, you can control the impact BRD has on your wallet. Only Draxxin offers a 14-day duration of efficiency, giving you the best chance to optimize your return on investment. And in clinical studies, Draxxin's been shown to be more effective than Mycotyl or Nuflor for the control of BRD in cattle at high risk of developing BRD, and more effective than Bitril, Mycotyl, or Nuflor for the first treatment of BRD. Talk to your veterinarian or Pfizer Animal Health sales representative and ask about Draxxin today. Do not use Draxxin tulathromycin injectable solution in calves to be processed for veal. Pre-slaughter withdrawal time has not been determined for pre-ruminating calves. Effects on reproductive performance, pregnancy, and lactation have not been determined. Draxxin has a pre-slaughter withdrawal time of 18 days.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, our elections are over, and apparently why the Republicans are going to control the House of Representatives. The Senate is still under Democrat control. Certainly President Obama will veto anything that in the way of trying to undo the Obama health care bill. And that's wonderful. Why? Because you'll have gridlock. It was certainly Congressman Ron Paul who said it best. He said, you know, the day that the Republicans and the Democrats do most for the American people is the day of the Republican and Democrat baseball game when Congress is not in session. I think it was Will Rogers who said no man's purse or property are safe when Congress is in session, and that's really true. These people, most of them have no sense at all of the Constitution, or they simply want to be popular by giving people money. But our founding fathers recognized that government always would become tyrannical, and the best way to become tyrannical is to buy the support of the people, increase power over the people, tax the people, take from one group, give to another group, play one group against the other, eventually run the country into such tremendous debt that the whole thing would collapse. And that's why our founding fathers very wisely limited the power of government, limited what the politicians could do, so they couldn't play one group against the other, so they couldn't provide for the people. After all, don't you like people who give you a lot of money? But, of course, that was what our founding fathers didn't want, because they knew that if a government can provide whatever you want, it's got to be able to take whatever you have, because government doesn't have any money. Certainly the government that can provide for you from the cradle to the grave must be able to control you from the cradle to the grave. And so the best thing that could possibly happen is going to be gridlock in Washington, D.C. And, well, right now we're waiting for our regularly scheduled caller and our guest. So it's going to be open lines. Our telephone number, 1-877-254-7524. 1-877-254-7524. Give us a call. We'd like to know what you think about what happened. I don't know whether Buck won there in Sydney in Colorado. It's a shame if he didn't. But it's going to take time to educate the American people to understand what's really important. And, of course, the media in your state is almost totally controlled. You're lucky to have this station and a few stations where you can get the truth, but the major newspapers are all controlled by what I call the Brotherhood of Darkness, which recognized long ago that the important means of controlling the populace was to control the means of communication. And you can go back and read a book was written actually shortly after the French Revolution by a fellow named Abbé Barrel. He was a French monk. He wrote about the Illuminati. And the Illuminati recognized the fact you had to take over and control the media, and they have. And certainly we know that during the First World War, J.P. Morgan hired 12 leading newsmen and employed them to figure out how they could control the media. And they selected 176 newspapers. And out of that, they figured if they could just control the editorial policy of 25 newspapers, they can control what the American people thought. And as a result, they bought up the editorial policy of those newspapers and set their editors out, and they conditioned the American people to go to war with atrocity stories and wonderful slogans, the war to end all wars. Oh, wasn't that wonderful? Wouldn't you fight in the war to end all wars? And the war to make the world safe for democracy. And of course, America wasn't a democracy. It was a republic, but that didn't matter. It's a wonderful slogan, but it was all slogans. There was no reason to go into the war. We never should have gone. But, of course, it was aimed at creating the world government, because that's behind everything going on today, to create the world government, to destroy Christianity, create a world religion, and enthrone the world leader. That has been the plan of the ancient secret societies, of the mystics, of those tapped into the occult since the days of Nimrod 4,200 years ago, and it's exactly what's going on today. And the major thrust of American foreign policy today is globalism, and that's why we've taken down our tariff barriers in an intentional effort to destroy our economy. But none of the politicians are talking about trying to stop the move towards globalism and reinstalling tariffs to protect our industries. And, of course, the other thing we have to do is recognize the fact that the banking system is controlled by the Brotherhood of Darkness, and that banks are intentionally not lending money to cripple and destroy our economy. And it doesn't matter how much quantitative easing you have or monetization. If the banks aren't lending, with our structure of our society today, the economy will collapse. And nobody's telling him that all the major banks, we have six major banks, they all tie into the Brotherhood of Darkness, and I'm speaking specifically of the Trilateral Commission at the top of the apex, and there you'll find Goldman Sachs, you'll find Citigroup, and Jamie Dimon of J.P. Morgan Chase was a member of the Trilateral Commission. I didn't find him on my list, although Patrick Wood, who studied this going back to the 1970s, claims he is a member. But those are the three major banks, and then you've got Morgan Stanley, Wells Fargo, and Bank of America, all tied into the Council on Foreign Relations. Bank of America is foreclosing on 1 million homes. They're foreclosing on 1 million homes. Imagine their average value of $200,000. That's $200 billion of property. they are going to own. That's what it's all about. One reason that you said the banks aren't lending is because they want to contract the economy so that they can end up with the farms and the businesses and the homes and the commercial property and developments. This is what happens periodically as we centralize more wealth and power in the hands of the banks. They contract the economy. They don't make loans. Everybody's in debt. And what do you do when you're in debt? You can't borrow money? Why, you lose your property. And that's where the bankers make out. But even more important than that is to destroy this economy so they can begin to move us towards this world government. Because as the people are hungry and penniless, who will they look to? They'll look to their masters to help them. The people, of course, who control the government. And America was never meant to be that. America was meant to be a land where people could be free and make money, and we were to have our money tied to gold and silver so it could not be destroyed as it is today. And now the plan is, of course, to simply create inflation and decrease the value of our currency and impoverish our people. And once you understand that, it all makes sense. Otherwise, none of this makes sense. So our telephone number is 877-254-7524. Give us a call. Love to hear from you. We'll be back in just a moment here at the American Freedom Network.
Starline Christian School, in operation since 1980 and state-licensed, is a well-rounded educational opportunity for your children. Family-centered with Bible time, structured, and social academic programs. Starline is located at 2418 19th Avenue in Greeley, Colorado. Close to Centennial Park, UNC, the hospital, Greeley Mall, and two blocks from Jackson Elementary. Transportation is also available to the following schools: University, Montfort, Meeker, Krista McCullough AM Kindergarten Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursdays, and Frontier in Chapelo. Hours of operation are Monday through Friday, 6:30 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. for children 2.5 to 12 years old. Morning preschool, 8:30 to 12:30, including lunch, or 8:30 to 11:30 with no lunch. Full care child care before and after school programs. Call for more information, 970-353-7541. That's 970-353-7541. We're talking today with Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb. Tom, what makes The Green Herb different?
First is our health analysis. I know of no other company that will take the time necessary to suggest an in-depth herbal program especially for you. And we do it at no charge or obligation. Also, we manufacture all of our products right in the Wheat Ridge facility. This way we can assure you that you're getting the highest quality product available. Last is our guarantee. If you don't think our products are the finest, most potent herbal products available, just return the bottle and we'll exchange it or refund your purchase price. We can do the analysis at The Green Herb, over the phone, or online at www.thegreenherb.com. Call today and set an appointment for your free health profile at 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. Or come by our store on the north side of I-70 Frontage Road, 1 mile west.
Hello there. Hello. Hello. Well, I'm going to ask our producer to call 800-600-8642. That's 800-600-8642. That's our guest. So give him a call, please, and see if we can get him on. But our number again is 877-254-7524. Did you have a question? Do you have a comment on what's happened as far as the elections are concerned? But basically, I think that it's amazing that as many Republicans were elected. People don't understand, of course, that both political parties are controlled by the same people. And I even heard Rush Limbaugh saying yesterday that they will plant people in the offices of the incoming congressman, the new congressman, to make sure they go along with the establishment. And that was a great statement made by Rush Limbaugh, because it's absolutely true. And they want these congressmen to bring them under control. They'll put people, for instance, into their public relations department. Why are they there? Why, to make sure that they are not getting their message out? I mean, they don't want the average congressman's statements being circulated across the country. Probably one of the most significant elections yesterday was the election held in Oklahoma, where Senator Tom Coburn was reelected. Now, who is Tom Coburn? Well, Tom Coburn is probably one of the most conservative most pro-American, well-informed senators in the United States Senate. And the reason you never hear of him is because they have people planted in his office. I've tried repeatedly to get him onto our radio programs, and we just can't do it. Why? Because, of course, he makes sense when he talks. Who does the mass media go to? Who, when they want to know something from a Republican senator, who do they go to? Why, John McCain, Senator John McCain, the traitor, who actually collaborated with the North Vietnamese, and while other brave men were resisting, were being tortured to get them to make publicity statements for the North Vietnamese, and, of course, some of them were tortured to death. Not John McCain. John McCain went right over to the North Vietnamese and did everything he could to help them, but you're never going to hear this. And now this is man, whenever they want to interview and find out what's going on in the Senate, they go to John McCain. They focus your attention on just a few of their favorite people, people that they know they can depend upon. But, of course, the important people who really are pro-American, like Senator Tom Coburn of Oklahoma, who was reelected. And he didn't campaign. The people like him because he wants to restrict the power of the central government, and he's doing a great job back there. Well, who do we have on the line?
You have Paul from Cheyenne, Wyoming.
Well, hi, Paul. How are you doing?
Oh, pretty good. How are you doing?
I'm doing just great. What do you want to talk about this morning?
Well, I had a feeling that the way things were going, that the Republicans were going to make their sweep sort of like the Democrats did the last time out. And all we seem to do in these elections is we go from one party to the other party, and we end up with the same results.
You're absolutely right. The old idea, let the suckers go to the poll every 4 years and throw the rascals out. But this may slow down what's going on, or at least push gridlock in Washington, D.C., and from that point of view, it's great.
Well, I hope it slows something down, because this country is definitely on the road of destruction if it doesn't get turned around.
That's what they're planning. They want to destroy us. When you understand that, it all makes sense.
Oh, yes. Once they started taking God out of the schools and everywhere else, I mean, when I was in school in the 50s, we were still reading Bible verses
right in
the morning devotions in school.
Well, we see there is a conspiracy against God, and they know that where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's liberty, and they don't want liberty. They want a dictatorship. That is why they had to destroy the religious foundation of this country, starting in 1962 when the Masons controlled our Supreme Court, and they wanted to actually create this wall of separation between church and state, make us a secular country as a stepping stone to the dictatorship and then the world government, which is the ultimate goal of the Luciferian force, which they all swear allegiance to, whether they know it or not. The average Mason doesn't understand that when he swears allegiance to the light, the light is Lucifer.
That's correct. I agree with everything you say. It's a shame the way this country has gone. But unless they turn their ways back to the Lord, I don't see too much hope.
But you see, our job is to try to get people to understand what's going on. And a lot of them don't want to hear. I mean, a lot of them. But as they lose their homes and they lose their jobs, as the value of their life savings is intentionally destroyed through the inflationary process, I mean, they're going to be seeing you. They have less and less for entertainment. And hopefully people are going to begin asking why. And when you sit down and explain it to them, it becomes very obvious. There are people who have a different agenda because they worship a different God and they want to create a world government. They want to destroy our sovereignty. The enemy is not in Moscow or Beijing or living in a cave in Pakistan. The enemy is at 5088 68th Street in New York City.
That's correct.
The Council on Foreign Relations, the Trilateral Commission, these subversive organizations which control successive administrations and make mockery out of the political process, control both political parties, so that, you know, it doesn't matter who's elected, the same foreign and domestic policies continue. But we have an opportunity. We've made tremendous strides. I wish you could have been here when Alex Jones came to Santa Cruz, and we're a liberal community, probably one of the most liberal in the entire world, and yet he had, you know, on two nights, he had over 1,500 cheering of people there, standing up, applauding. people are looking for answers, and we've got the answers. You just got to help us get them out.
Well, what amazed me with California is that they voted down that your proposition, what was it, 19 on marijuana legalization, but yet
there was a tremendous propaganda campaign out there to prevent the legalization of marijuana. Marijuana is a terrible drug, but then all drugs are terrible.
That's correct, including the legal ones.
Yeah, but we've got problems with the legal ones, and basically we have one in every 33 Americans, adults, is in prison, probation, or parole, primarily for the use of drugs. And the biggest drug dispenser in the whole world is the American government,
CIA.
They don't want competition. That's why they don't want marijuana or these drugs legalized. They don't want competition.
And well, ask Noriega of Panama. He wanted more money, and what happened? We invaded Panama and took him to jail.
Right. And you've got to get people to think. If you can get people to think, you've got to get them to realize something's wrong. And once they realize something's wrong, then you've got to be there with logical explanations to try to bring them into our camp. And every person who becomes part of this movement then begins to educate others. And believe me, people are waking up all across America. We don't have enough people yet, but we don't need everybody. We just need enough good people, and because most people, certainly have no idea what's happening, and they're never even going to be involved.
But
if they're not on the other side, then they won't be working against us.
Oh, yes, I agree with you 100%. It's amazing. I spread the word around as much as I can here in Cheyenne and at the church and everything, and it's amazing how many people don't know what really is going on. They know something's wrong, but they can't seem to see the forest for the trees for some weird reason.
Well, when you're talking to Christians, you want to talk to them about certainly the prophecies, about the idea that there is this effort to bring the Antichrist to power. Isn't it amazing that after 2,000 years, the Jews returned to Israel? Do you think that just happened by accident? Do you think this long-dead language, Hebrew, just came back by accident? Do you think Israel has survived war after war by overwhelming military forces just by accident? Don't you think God's hand is in that? And then, of course, how does this carry over to what's going on in America and this whole idea to create the global government for the Antichrist? There are people who want to enthrone the Antichrist. They know what they're doing, and I don't know if you've ever seen that wonderful DVD we have with Constance Cumby where she talks about these people within the New Age movement, and they understand that the world leader is Lucifer, they're subservient to him, and they're working full-time, day and night, day after day, to enthrone Lucifer and to bring him into a position of power in the world. If Christians could understand this, they would understand they have an obligation to be involved in this struggle. There are too many Christians out there who just say, oh, it's all in God's hands, I'm not going to be involved. And I think one day they're going to have to stand before our Lord and explain why they weren't concerned.
That's correct. Well, I'll let you go real quick with just one thing. When Christ was in the wilderness and he said, what good is it to gain the world if you lose your soul?
Amen to that. Well, our job is to do our best in the final analysis. You're absolutely right.
That's all we can do. You keep up the good work, and may God be with you.
Thanks so much. God bless you, too. Okay, fine. Well, that was our guest from Cheyenne. Our telephone number again, 1-877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. Your job out there is to get people to listen to our programs, and certainly you can listen to them here every morning, and apparently the programs replayed in the evening, in drive time. And of course, we do have an internet site, radioliberty.com, or you can get us on satellite. You can get us certainly on shortwave, although we're thinking of going off shortwave. It's just so expensive. And who do we have on the line?
Good morning, Dr. Stan. This is Wynn calling from Denver.
Well, how are you?
I'm doing pretty good. I would say I'm a bit excited about yesterday's election. Some of the results are still coming in, of course, but I think that this represents an opportunity for us. I certainly hope that people don't don't go back to sleep simply because
we've
gotten...
We can't let them go back to sleep. We've got to keep hammering away, and it's basically they're doing everything they can to help us because they foreclose on people's homes, as they people lose their jobs. People are going to begin looking for answers, and we've got to be there to give them the answers.
Absolutely. I agree wholeheartedly, 100% with that, Dr. Stanton. I think it is because of the grassroots efforts at education and organization that we are able to get the kinds of people like Rand Paul, for example, and Marco Rubio and others into office during this election cycle. But what I'm also hoping is that people will take that as an impetus to continue their efforts at the ground level to get more constitutional, more conservative candidates into office at all levels of government, local, state, of course, county, and, of course, at the federal level, but because we know that people like Rand Paul, people like Ron Paul, just as examples, they are only there because of the constituents in those congressional and senatorial districts that have made that possible for them to get where they are. So I definitely am proud to see that this moment has happened, but I don't want to see it become a Carol Quigley moment where we throw the thumbs out every 4 years. You know the quote just as well as I do. And where the insiders can continue to take advantage of us, you know, every 6 years or so to just change the ball game without any extensive shift in policy. There's a bit of a disappointment here in Denver and Colorado, unfortunately. The Looper, we affectionately call him the Looper here, John Hickenlooper, won the governor's race. But the Senate race with Ken Buck is still up in the air. So we'll see what happens with that.
What happened to Tom Tancredo?
Tom Tancredo, he was the one running for the governorship against John Hickenlooper here in Colorado.
And how much vote did he get?
37% of the vote. John Hickenlooper, 37% at my last understanding was 37%.
Hickenlooper get then?
50% so far, and that's I can't remember how many. I think most of all of the precincts have reported at this time. So it's definitely John Hickenlooper who has won the governor's race here. I was hoping it would be a bit more closer than that. Even with Tancredo in the race, it seems like it wasn't going to happen. The neocon Republican candidate, Dan Mays, I think got 11% of the vote, something of that nature here. So I think even though Tancredo took away a sizable portion of the vote from Dan Mays, it wasn't unfortunately enough to overcome the momentum of the Hickenlooper campaign. I was hoping that it would be at least a sizable enough a percentage that it would bring some embarrassment to the Hickenlooper campaign. And
hang on there for just a moment. Our telephone number, 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. Give us a call. We'll be right back.
Are you looking for answers for your physical, mental, and financial health? Ganoderma, King of Herbs, is a great start because it works. OrganiGold International brings only the healthiest and purest state of 100% certified organic Ganoderma throughout their products and beverages. For information, call Gus Scourer, 970-587-2101, or check our webpage at www.bridgetscoffee.organigold.com. Once again, call 970-587-2101.
The fall run has started and the cattle are moving. Now it's time to finish the year with strong profits. We know bovine respiratory disease, or BRD, can be a really big problem, especially with bad weather. And while you can't control the weather, you can control the impact BRD has on your wallet. Only Draxxin offers a 14-day duration of efficiency, giving you the best chance to optimize your return on investment. And in clinical studies, Draxxin's been shown to be more effective than Mycotyl or Nuflor for the control of BRD in cattle at high risk of developing BRD, and more effective than Bitril, Mycotyl, or Nuflor for the first treatment of BRD. Talk to your veterinarian or Pfizer Animal Health sales representative and ask about Draxxin today. Do not use Draxxin tulathromycin injectable solution in calves to be processed for veal. Pre-slaughter withdrawal time has not been determined for pre-ruminating calves. Effects on reproductive performance, pregnancy, and lactation have not been determined. Draxxin has a pre-slaughter withdrawal time of 18 days. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. This is the America News Network. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. This man came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of the light. That was the true light which gives light to every man coming into the world. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 6 through 9. Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and In His Hands. Three praise and worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, and who do we have on the line?
Yes, Dr.
Well, Dr. Stan, this is Glenn Spencer of American Border Patrol, and I guess we got a little mixed up because I'm on the border right now with five German Shepherds.
Okay.
On patrol.
Well, anyway, of course, this is Glenn Spencer, one of our old friends, and he's down there on the border, and of course, we want to get the information from him. I talk to people, people in government. Oh, we built the fence, almost all the fences. If we got 500 miles of fence there, and I say, but you know, how much of it is two-tiered? You know, the way it's supposed to be built. Oh, it's all built, you know, and they're simply lying. Basically, how much of the fence is really effective today?
Well, let me first say that we are the only organization in America that actually flies the border. I'm the pilot, and we map it with very powerful camera and GPS systems. And we document exactly what's there. You can go on AmericanBorderPatrol.com, look over the left, see the map, see the photographs, and count for yourself. They say they have over 600 miles of fence. The Department of Homeland Security constructed 235 miles of other pedestrian fence on the border, 35 miles of which is double-layered. The rest is almost useless. For about 50 miles of it is somewhat useful. I'm looking at some of it right here. But most of it is useless. We document people coming right over it, you know, throwing drugs over it. They're not telling the truth, you're right.
Well, of course, why should we be surprised? Government always lies because, of course, if you work for government, you tell the truth, why you're going to lose your job. Now, we found out that recently why the government has canceled the virtual fence. This was the fence that was supposed to be set up by Boeing. It was going to have monitors, going to have motion detectors, going to have cameras, and they invested $1 million in this. What happened?
$1 billion. And we're the experts on the border, and we're experts on how the government thinks. So when they announced that 4 years ago, and you can go on my website and find out what I said. I said, this is the strategic BS initiative. It will not work. It will fail because there's no way of measuring how well it's working. That's what I said at the time, over 4 years ago. They have now canceled it. And the Government Accountability Office said the reason it failed is that they had no way of measuring how well it works. Cost effectiveness. Effectiveness. They knew what it cost. They just didn't know how well it worked. So we were right.
And so basically, of course,
they had to know
that this wasn't going to work. This is simply to give the people the idea why we're doing something. We're trying to stop immigration, whereas they have no desire to. They want a multicultural, multilingual society so they can play one group against the other. People don't understand.
Absolutely.
These people are very
smart.
Are the they
very
know what they're doing.
We used four and a half years ago. We said it's going to lull the people into a false sense of security. That's what it was designed to do. But now it has failed. It just as it was designed to fail.
And I think people have to understand that they know what they're doing. They just don't want us to know what they're doing.
You've got it right there. And, of course, the media go along with this. They will not talk to me. They will not come down to American Border Patrol. We're overwhelmed by people from Germany and Japan and Italy, but no one from the mainstream media, because we have the facts, and they want to keep those facts from the American people.
Amen to that. And I think it's so vitally important that people understand that there is an organized effort to destroy this country by immigration. We're being invaded. They know it, and they're working right along with this. And certainly when the state of Arizona tried to do something, you know, to basically enforce federal law, the federal government sued them. What's going on in Arizona? How safe is it? Are there areas in Arizona where it really isn't safe for people to travel because of the criminal activity?
Oh, absolutely. The government, the Bureau of Land Management, put up signs that said so. They recently, under pressure from Obama, took the signs down. But absolutely, it is no man's land out there. We know where it is. We know where they're crossing. We know how they could find out. We're working to demonstrate this. We have some new technology that will allow us to show the people exactly where these people are crossing and when, as they cross. So there's no question about it. So, yes, it is a big game. But now, with yesterday's election, there is some hope out there, because Mr. King, the Republicans will take over the House of Representatives. And Representative King of Iowa will be heading up the Immigration Subcommittee. Now, he's a hawk on the border.
Right.
He wants a wall built there. So we have
some hope.
They
voted for it in 2006, and that was the law, but the government doesn't obey the law. I mean, it doesn't matter what our elected representative said. They have their agenda. It's the destruction of the United States. It's multicultural, multilingual. Play Mexican against Anglo. Play Anglo against Mexican. And out of the division, of course, people will not be concerned. The fact that at the national level, we're controlled by a little clique of people who are intent upon creating a world government and want to destroy this nation. No better way than to undermine the very fabric and stability of this nation. Multiple languages do nothing but divide a nation, and that's what they want.
Divide and conquer, absolutely. Absolutely.
Well, Glenn, basically, now, as far as Arizona is concerned, the majority of people there solidly behind this effort to stop illegal immigration? And what about the Mexicans?
Well, absolutely. They just reelected the governor on a landslide, and she was the one who supported the new legislation to crack down.
What about the Mexicans, the people who are here legally? On which side are they on?
Well, you know, it's hard to say, but it is very troubling that the groups here in Arizona that purport to speak for the undocumented, they say, are very, very dangerous. Derechos Hermanos, headed up by Isabel Garcia, is well known, is probably the best known immigration advocate, as they say, group in Arizona. But if you look at its website, It has a logo. It looks like a man holding on to a barbed wire fence, looking over the barbed wire fence. But if you take a very close look at the figure, the face of the man, the outline is really Mexico joined with the American Southwest, what some people call Aztlan, the part that Mexico lost in the War of 1848 and the Treaty of Guadalupe Hidalgo. So here is the leading organization whose logo advocates returning Arizona to Mexico.
I know. And, of course, it's being funded by the Ford Foundation with the full support of the other foundations, all subversive organizations. We'll be right back with Ben Spencer here at the American Freedom Network.
Are you looking for answers for your physical, mental, and financial health? Ganoderma, King of Herbs, is a great start because it works. OrganiGold International brings only the healthiest and purest state of 100% certified organic Ganoderma throughout their products and beverages. For information, call Gus Gowron, 970-587-2101, or check our webpage at www.bridgetscoffee.organigold.com. Once again, call 970-587-2101.
If you're a health-conscious woman interested in fitness, join the Beth Messiah congregation as they welcome Deborah McCoy, an excellent, experienced personal trainer. Deborah will share her wisdom and fitness techniques. Plan on attending Sunday, November the 7th at 10:30 to 1:30 for a brunch at KHNC Lobby. Please bring a dish to share. Call 1-800-205-6245 for more information and ask for Sharon. That's 1-800-205-6245. See you Sunday, November the 7th. If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, to ordain and establish this Constitution.
And our guest this morning, Glenn Spencer. Glenn, before we go on, why don't you get out your website, tell people how to get in touch with your ministry.
Sure. The nonprofit website is AmericanBorderPatrol.com, and my personal blog is AmericanPatrol.com, and you can go on there and see the news of the day and what's going on. There's some interesting images that you can see that we've taken with our border camera. And we can be reached at 1-800-600-VOICE, 1-800-600-VOICE. Call us up.
All right, fine. Well, Glenn is doing a great job down there, and we're indebted to him because basically they're lying. The politicians are lying. The media is lying. They do not want the American people to really understand that what's happening is not simply by accident. Funded by the Ford Foundation. Is the Ford Foundation still funding MALDAVE and LULAC and all of these La Raza, these racist organizations?
Well, absolutely. There's no question about it. They started it in the 60s. They funded and created the Mexican-American Legal Defense and Education Fund, MALDEF, whose founder, who recently passed away, said, quote, California is going to be a Hispanic state and anyone who doesn't like it should leave. That was right after Bill Clinton awarded him the Presidential Medal of Freedom. I mean, these are the kinds of people that are out there that you don't know about. They won't tell you that the Art Torres, the head of the California Democrat Party then, said Proposition 187, the proposition to cut off funding for illegals, was the last gasp of white America in California. I have him on record saying that, on tape, videotape.
And, of course, the thing is,
anybody's ever heard of it?
187 passed, and then, of course, they refused to enforce it. In other words, the people go to the polls and vote, and nobody cares how the people vote.
That's correct. They don't care how you vote.
One judge was able to undo all the votes of all the people in California, and then, of course, Gray Davis wouldn't appeal the decision. Arnold Schwarzenegger steadfastly refused to appeal the decision. In other words, they make mockery out of the democratic process. People better wake up while there's still time.
Absolutely. And so, you know, the Republican Party folded up in California. Here, Meg Whitman spent $142 million of her own money, and Hispander was pandering to Hispanics. We call it Hispandering. Put up billboards opposing 187 in Arizona's new law, and she lost big time. She also had an employee for years, an illegal alien.
She was being run by Goldman Sachs.
This is a big issue in California.
And she came from Goldman Sachs, so basically we had a choice between a Goldman Sachs candidate and Jerry Brown, but it's like a choice between being shot or being hung. I don't like either choice.
Right.
Well, anyway, of course, I think it's fascinating, you know, that the way things are unfolding there, but I think that we know that the majority of people, you know, in this country still love America. They want us to maintain our sovereignty. But there's only a little small clique of people on the other side. But they're well-organized and well-funded. In fact, they are funded by the other major banks, the major corporations, all part of what I call the Brotherhood of Darkness. So what about the immigration? There are as many immigrants coming across the border. Certainly, you know, what about the effect of the recession? Has this slowed illegal immigration?
I did hear the last part of it.
Well, has the slowing of our economy slowed illegal immigration?
Yes, it has. The apprehension rate over the last few years has dropped by about 50%, but it's still 500,000, and they catch one in three. That means 1 million people are crossing the border. So, you know, it's slowed, but it's still out of control. Now, we think that a lot of the reasons for the slowing is new fencing they put in at El Paso and at Yuma and right here on my ranch. We used to have people flooding across the border here. In 1 6-month period, our camera spotted and aided in the apprehension of 1,500 people. We haven't seen anybody cross with this new fence. So everybody denies that it's doing anything, but it's doing a lot. And if we finished it, we would put this problem behind us and probably, you know, free 15,000 full-time federal employees we call the Border Patrol and let them go do something productive.
Well, Sydney, are the people on the Border Patrol, do you think that, you know, the average individual there is really trying to do a good job?
Well, they are, but they have a rising level of corruption. One of the problems you had is that George Bush set out essentially to pack the Border Patrol with Hispanics. 2 years ago, two-thirds of the new candidates, recruits in the Border Patrol Academy were Hispanic. Now we have, you know, it's not surprising. A lot of them have friends south of the border. They speak the Spanish language fluently. They have many connections, and as a result, some of these people have turned dirty. And so we have a problem there. I'm not saying it's widespread, but it is not insignificant. And the media, you can do a Google search on corruption in the Border Patrol, and it's popping up all over the place now. But what we need to we need to put up a double fence. And, of course, this is something that Steve King, who is going to be the new head of the Immigration Subcommittee, is totally in favor of. And we have to get behind him. There are about 20,000 Border Patrol agents out there. And we could cut that by three-quarters if we just built the right kind of secure fence system.
Well, of course, the people in Washington, D.C. don't care about money. You know, they can always print new money. They don't trying to do what's logical. I mean, they're wasting all sorts of money with all sorts of foolish things, like certainly checking people there at the airports. If they really were worried about terrorists, they would have closed the border on the 12th of September 2001. They didn't do it then. They know that this whole terrorist threat is as phony as a $3 bill. They're fine. I mean, how could you get such incompetent terrorists as we've had There have been no major episodes have happened. Oh, we've got all the underwear bomber, but the explosives couldn't have gone off because there was no blasting cap. We had the shoe bomber, but the explosives couldn't have gone off. We had the Times Square bomber, but all his bomb did was smoke. I mean, how could you get such incompetent terrorists unintentionally?
Yeah.
I mean, it's almost humorous if it weren't so tragic that so many people have died unnecessarily, and we're losing our freedom while we're fighting terrorism, while we're losing our freedom. Glenn,
correct.
What can people do to help?
Well, you know, we've got to get behind the new Congress. We've got to get behind Steve King, who's going to be representing the people of the United States as head of the Immigration Subcommittee. And we've got to get him. I want to get him down here to the border, have him come down and visit American Border Patrol and find out what we know.
Glenn, thanks for everything you're doing. We'll talk to you at 3 o'clock this afternoon. God bless. Bye-bye.
When you need a dynamic energy boost and you require that energy to last you for the long term, all you have to do is take a Warhead capsule and a drink of water. In moments, you'll feel a dramatic performance elevating effects of Warhead's amazing blend of herbs, vitamins, minerals, and pharmaceutical compounds rush throughout your body. You really have to try it to believe it. Whether you need to wake up in the morning or stay awake at night, work hard at physical labor, or work out as an athlete, Warhead will give you the vitality, alertness, and power that you need to be the very best that you can be. Why does Warhead work better? Because it is such an advanced complex of the highest quality ingredients, all carefully balanced to give you what you need, longer-lasting energy for superior physical and mental performance. Warhead is all natural and all legal. Keep a bottle of Warhead handy. You can never know when you need an explosion of raw energy. Remember the name Warhead. You'll be glad you did. For your bottle of Warhead, come to the Green Herb in Wheat Ridge, Colorado. Visit our website at nextlevelformulations.com or call 1-800-910-0200.
The fall run has started and the cattle are moving. Now it's time to finish the year with strong profits. We know bovine respiratory disease, or BRD, can be a really big problem, especially with bad weather. And while you can't control the weather, you can control the impact BRD has on your wallet. Only Draxxin offers a 14-day duration of efficiency, giving you the best chance to optimize your return on investment. And in clinical studies, Draxxin's been shown to be more effective than Mycotyl or Nuflor for the control of BRD in cattle at high risk of developing BRD, and more effective than Bitril, Mycotyl, or Nuflor for the first treatment of BRD. Talk to your veterinarian or Pfizer Animal Health sales representative and ask about Draxxin today. Do not use Draxxin tulathromycin injectable solution in calves to be processed for veal. Pre-slaughter withdrawal time has not been determined for pre-ruminating calves. Effects on reproductive performance, pregnancy, and lactation have not been determined. Draxxin has a pre-slaughter withdrawal time of 18 days.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, and I hope you enjoyed our short interview with Glenn Spencer, but certainly one of the great patriots who's doing a great job down there on the border. And I honestly believe that God has assigned certain people certain jobs to do, and there's certain people are concerned about water fluoridation. There's certain people are concerned about how they're intentionally using the banking system to destroy America, how they've destroyed the value of our currency. Certain people are experts on the attack on the Christian church, and Glenn Spencer's an expert on what's going on in the border. Unfortunately, we're in contact with him, and we have the privilege of being able to bring that information to you through this station, and so we do hope you'll support this station and help it continue. We need this station in Colorado. I think it's amazing that Buck has done as well as he has. They're running for the Senate. I don't know if he's going to win or not, but there's a growing awareness, and we must continue. And tomorrow, today, we should start in our effort to educate the American people. First of all, you start with my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. That's Brotherhood of Darkness. Gary Allen's little book, None Dare Call It Conspiracy. Lynn Marzulli's book, Politics, Prophecy, and the Supernatural. And, of course, Tom Horn's book, The Apollyon Rising 2010, and William Still's book, it's still a classic, The New World Order, The Ancient Plan of Secret Societies. that the New World Order, the ancient plan of secret societies by William Steele, we've got a good supply of all of these books, and you need to read them, and then you need to help us get the information out. To get to people to understand what's going on, you need to hear my talk, The Specter Haunting America. The Specter Haunting America. Learn how they're destroying the lives of our children intentionally with vaccination. The vaccinations aren't safe because you never know what they're going to put in. They put, of course, the AIDS virus in the original hepatitis B vaccine, the experimental hepatitis B vaccine. They came to homosexuals in San Francisco back in 1976, and 77% of them came down with AIDS. And they've used the vaccines to infect people, to put in vaccines so women couldn't get pregnant. We know the Baxter vaccine last year, the H1N1. Pardon me, the regular flu vaccine had the deadly avian flu virus and would have killed millions of people if somebody hadn't checked it. And when Baxter was asked, how did the deadly avian flu virus get in your flu vaccine? Why, they said, gee, shucks, we have no idea. Of course they know, but of course they